Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From our friends at AT&T Sportsnet, here we go.
Looking like it might be out of play, and it is. Oh, look out. Oh, man. Somebody lost.
That's a full
jumbo beer.
There.
Whoa.
That is a full beer.
Oh,
there.
My gosh. Well, mostly full. Now it's about empty.
Wow.
Bullseye. Look at that thing.
Go off. Oh,
early fireworks. Oh, my gosh.
So the foul ball comes down just behind the visiting dugout, and it hits a guy who tries to catch it with his bare hand. He's holding a Yingling, a tall boy Yingling in the other hand, and bam, it smacks it. Now, where he does his best work, Robbie in the seats decides he needs to get into the seats. Yeah, and go talk to the guy. Here's our guy, Robbie Inspikowski.
I'm standing here with a piece of the wreckage, Greg and Bob. This is it. And I can happily report that still about a third full with this beer. Andreas, what happened?
Well, you see, I thought we were like pretty covered here by the protective netting. I see the foul ball go up. I had the beer in the right hand, free left hand. Should have saved the beer. Should have two-handed it, but unfortunately the foul ball got the beer rather than my hand.
The other thing, too, was the reaction from Manny Pena, the catcher of the Milwaukee Brewers. He saw it, and he saw the beer explode all over the place. He's like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So are you going to finish this beer?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, that's enough, Robbie. AT&T Sportsnet, our friends. Thank you much. The guy's like, listen, I'm just trying to finish the beer here that I have. Now, what is the proper protocol in catching a foul ball? If you're holding a beer and it's high enough.
So this was in the can, right?
Tall can,
okay,
yes.
Okay, right. So it wasn't in
Ponder.
A cup. If it's in a cup, that makes it a little bit. We've seen guys try to actually catch the ball
yes.
Landing in a cup.
This was in the pounder can, if you will, Jim. When it goes up, I'll tell you, it was high enough. My guy should have tried to set the beer down.
Yeah.
Yes. Go with it, Jim.
I think so. You put the beer down, and then you stand back up. Then you'd probably knock it over with your feet anyway.
No, there's cup holders right there.
That's true. Fixed to the dugout. I'm old school. I forgot about that.
Or even put it, the guy's in the front row, right? So he can put it on the dugout roof, producer Matt.
That too. And he also mentioned that the netting threw him off. He didn't think it was going to reach over the netting, which
it was way
it wasn't
high.
Really, yeah,
it was
right.
It was a sky. I mean, it went straight up. It was a home run in a silo.
Well, I think he meant it wasn't going to come back. I think he meant it. He didn't think it was going to come back.
That ball always
the
spins that way.
Right, but I mean, this guy isn't a professional baseball player, so
obviously
he doesn't know.
Mueller would have caught it behind his back with the beer.
Well, true, of course.
Anyway,
nine straight times.
Yes, holding his bumbleberry. Anyhow, so it's coming in. The guy should have put it down, but if he would have caught it, then you give it to a kid. That's another layer to this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Look for the nearest. If you catch a ball, like if you go to tonight's game and catch a ball,
okay.
You look for the nearest kid and give it to them, right?
No question.
All right, good. I saw that over the weekend, too. Foul ball goes in the crowd, the obligatory shot, you know? And it's the guy, and he didn't have any kids with him. Like the businessman guy catches a ball, just holds it up. Kid comes running down the aisle. He didn't slough the kid off, but he also didn't sort of make eye contact with him either, so he didn't have to give it to him. If I catch it, and I'm not with my kids, I just give it to the nearest kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you have a dilemma.
Correct.
One fly ball.
Two kids.
Two kids.
Cut it in half. I keep it and say you guys could share it when we get home.
What if one of our friends hit it?
What do you mean?
Like Jordy,
oh,
Jay Hay.
One of those guys.
Yeah. In other words, you would have in your possession a ball that was fouled off by Jordy Mercer or Josh Harris.
Right.
And then you would have the option to maybe have them sign it. And then, I don't know. I'm not sure. Well,
where are you going with this, Colin?
I don't know. I was trying to think out a way to make it even better for a kid.
Yeah, well, for this guy, it's hard to – you know that ball, he should have got two hands on it. He should have put his beer down, looked it in, got two hands. You get two hands on it whenever you have a glove on, let alone barehanded, right?
He was trying
to
catch it like he had a glove on. Like
well,
he was
yeah, like he had the beer was in his left
yeah.
hand. He's like it was
which
his glove.
Does, which doesn't work.
Right, bad
shield,
move.
Shield the lights with your other – whoops.
Bad move all the way around.
And the other thing people don't realize is that the spin on that ball, if you try to catch it even with two bare hands – you're probably not going to catch it. just the average person isn't going to be able to catch it unless without it flying up in the air and then having to make it on the second try.
Yeah, and it just luckily you had about a third of the beer left.
And the other thing is that if you're sitting out in the bleachers, you're in the outfield, and somebody hits a home run, you don't want any business putting up your bare hand and catching a ball, as we now see on StatCast all the time. You know, they're hit like 100 and whatever miles an hour.
Well, I'm not real big on math, and I don't know much about it, but I do know if a ball traveled that far, it generally traveled pretty fast. It needed to get there.
Oh, I know. That's what I mean. So you don't want to catch it. That would hurt with a glove.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.